Chapter 9. The occult process and the transfiguristic process. In the last chapter, we explained to you the difference between the sensory functions of the ordinary dialectical man of the masses and those of the group of people who walk the path. This difference is indicated by us when we speak of people walking the left path and those walking the right path. This is due to the fact that the sensory organs situated on the right side of the body have a totally different function and organic origin than those on the left side. So once again, it becomes apparent to us to what extent everything is provided for in the divine emergency order, how the dialectical nature-born man can be a servant in his microcosmic home in the full sense of the word, if only he will attune himself to his true divine calling. He has the task of arousing the spirit man, the image with the dead eyes, who is submerged in the microcosmic prison, and to become one with him in order that the return journey to the original land of the Father can be accomplished. Present-day dialectical man, as a species, no longer fulfills his original purpose, organically or functionally, and this fact leads to many delusions. Dialectical man has fallen, is damaged, denatured. He has even lost all memory of his destiny. He no longer knows the plan of type emergency order, and the emergency order itself has been thrown into total disorder by many natural forces in consequence. We have to state that almost all people now stand organically and functionally on the left path. The forces of the organs of the right are dominated by those of the left. In practice, this means that they are dominated by the eye of nature, by the desire body, by the primordial eye of the spleen-liver system. Those who want to go the path will have to submit to two processes of development which go together. These ought to be distinguished clearly from one another. Both have a totally different purpose. If we were to say to someone, go the path of self-surrender to the other one, go through the rose gate, and awaken the spirit man in your microcosm, sacrifice your eye of nature to the Son of God in you, and therefore, go the path of John in the desert, then we are indeed speaking the truth and pointing to what is absolutely essential, but we would be telling a truth which is negative for everyone, for present-day man of the dialectical type cannot simply go the path of John. Present-day dialectical man's being is no longer structurally and organically capable of this. He no longer answers to the type of entity foreseen in the divine emergency plan. If a man wants to walk the path of John, the path of he must increase and I must decrease, then first of all, the nature-born being, the fourfold personality, the mortal shape of the human being, will have to be considered ably restored. It will have to be reconstructed. It will have to go into dry dock in order to become a ship of life of the right path. Only then will man be able to propel his ship of life upon the path of John towards the one. Aim. Man has to become John to be able to be Jesus. Therefore, it sometimes seems as if we contradict ourselves. We have to bring to your attention two essential processes to become John, to be able to follow Jesus over the Jordan. Thus, we draw your attention to the sixth cosmic domain, to the new life field, to the soul world, to the total neutralization of our state of nature. Then we talk to you about the bodily processes and about organs that have to fulfill certain aims. People have sometimes said to us, on the one hand, you advocate the neutralization of nature, but on the other hand, the development of nature. How do you explain this? The answer has been given in this chapter. If a machine needs to fulfill its purpose, it has to be prepared and able to do so completely. The natural human being, however, is absolutely unable to fulfill the high transfiguristic aim. Besides, there is always the danger that when both processes are presented, clearly defined and philosophically analyzed, man is usually interested in the regenerative development of the natural state in the occult process, and not in the process of self-surrender in the transfiguristic process. At best, the transfiguristic process is pushed into a nebulous background. In the past, this is what happened to many a spiritual school that started well. The pupils drowned in the occult process and forgot the transfiguristic one. One was interested in John but did not follow him into the desert on his journey to Jesus. Such a danger is ever present for all spiritual schools. However, the present-day cosmic atmospheric rays would immediately correct such a mistake if it were to appear. The radiations of the new period have taken hold of all people for the new genesis of dematerialization. Therefore, when a man seizes the occult process and does not prove to have the slightest interest in the transfiguristic process for which the occult one intends to make him suitable, then the dematerializing force of the present-day magnetic universe will throw him back in a very accelerated way in a negative direction, that is, into the pre-time of the Lemurian race. Such a man will then immediately turn away from the spiritual school